this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, there's so many adjectives that I can use to describe this very talented artist. First and foremost, Grammy award-winning saxophonist. My goodness, brand new album. Yes, I did say album. I'm dating myself, but that's all right. Brand new album. I love covers. Actually, at this point, as we speak, number two on the Billboard Jazz charts. It's only one person that I could be speaking of. The legendary Mr. Kirk Whalum is joining us live. So on behalf of The Zone and myself, the Teddy Bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the one and only Mr. Kirk Whalum. Brother Whalum, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing very well. What an honor to be on your show and to be able to connect with your many, many fans, Brother Teddy Bear.
Oh, yes, Lord. First of all, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us. It's been a long time coming, and I also want to commend you. This album, this 13-track kaleidoscope of spiritual awakening music, is beautiful, man. Well done. Well done.
Thank you very much, brother. And I have to pass that on right away to Cedric and Victor Caldwell down in Nashville. Brothers, they produced Donnie Clark and CC Wine and Vivi. They produced so many great artists. And they conceptualized this record from top to bottom, and I just kind of plugged into it, and I'm just such a big fan of theirs.
Well, my man, you are the chef. They added the ingredients, but you are the chef, man.
That's awesome.
You're definitely the chef. You know, one of the things that I want to speak to you about, man, I've had an opportunity to listen to quite a few of your podcasts. And you always talk about love, spirituality, connecting with God. And this album, to me, totally engulfs of what you have been speaking about for years. Especially, I find that it epitomizes the things that we're seeing that's taking place in this world today. And I wanted to ask you, and a lot of the listeners would like to know, exactly from a personal standpoint, what does this album, Love Covers, mean to Kirk Whalum?
Thank you for that. And so I'll start with the pragmatic side and say that when we decided to do this, it was more, I had done a record years ago called For You, and it was
right.
An album of covers, you know, just covers of love songs. And by the way, you know, my footprint in, by God's grace, in the music industry is really, has not been primarily gospel, it's been really more mainstream. I don't use the word secular because I believe that God owns everything and God is glorified in every leaf that falls from every tree.
Absolutely.
But for me, I have wanted to be out here in the mainstream marketplace representing Christ and hopefully even manifesting Him for people to experience God. And so we're kind of out here on the edges. You know, on the front line culturally, from the standpoint of, you know, playing jazz festivals, playing jazz clubs, you know, playing jazz cruises, et cetera, et cetera. But
right.
The Lord has been pleased to use us mightily, and I am grateful for that. But For You was a CD of covers, just love songs. Man, I'm in love. I met my wife when I was 15, so, you know, I can play about love, you know. And I really, really love my wife, brother, and her name is Ruby. And then we thought, man, we should do the same thing after all those years. We should do the same thing on of gospel songs. And that was the initial idea. And then I started thinking about, wow, love covers. You know, the scripture says, above all, have fervent love one for another, because love covers a multitude of sins. And then just all the aspects of what love covers. You know, people talk about health insurance and what's covered and what's not. Man, in my life, I just started doing an inventory of all the things, all the aspects of my life that are covered by God's love.
Incredible. You know, you speak so lovingly and passionately about your wife. Can you let us know, or just give us an idea, what has she meant to you from a personal standpoint to keep you so grounded and real well-rounded in your career and also in your personal life?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, we're two peas in a pod, man. We grew up together here in Memphis.
Okay.
And then, we both left to go to college and, you know, said we'd never come back. And we lived in Europe. We lived in L.A. for a long time. And then down in Nashville. And then eventually moved back home to Memphis. But even then, we was like, nah, we're not going to stay here. We're just here because my father was, you know, basically my father was dying. And and we knew it, so we said, let's just try to be there. And then we fell in love with Memphis again. You know, it was the darndest thing. And we just believed that God had a purpose for us to be here. And we see so much of that, you know, why God had that for us to do, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let me just say that what she's meant to me, man, is that she's been, you know, my helpmeet, man. She's just, man, she does so much. People's like, you know, what does she do for a living? I'm like, man, she's the substance of what I do. You know, my part is the musical part, but everything else, you know, really is on her. My manager is awesome. You know, I'm grateful for him, for Earl Cole. Man, my wife is, you know, my heartbeat.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful experience when you know that you have someone that is steadfast, that loves you unconditionally, being supportive of you. When you go out and you give so many performances and you give so much of yourself, and then to be able to come home knowing that you have someone that just loves you, just loves every part of it, just keeps you so grounded. It's definitely a beautiful experience. And speaking of a beautiful experience, one of my favorite songs on this album, Speak to My Heart, featuring Donnie McClurkin, Angie, and Debbie Winans. Incredible. My goodness. How did that collaboration come together?
Thank you. Well, you know, I've known Angie and Debbie for a while, because when I was touring with Whitney Houston, you know, Angie and Debbie were opening some of the shows, as was I. So Angie and Debbie would go on, and then I would go on, and then I would go back on with Whitney. But I just fell in love with them. They're just special people. And Angie is married to the producer of this record. The brother of the team, she's married to Cedric Caldwell, and his brother is Victor. And so that was the connection with them. And then Donnie, I mean, I just love the brother. We tend to do a lot of stuff together out here on jazz cruises, and even the gospel cruise we did together. And he performs with me at the Berks Jazz Festival. And so, you know, he's my boy, and we always tease him because he said, oh, man, I don't know no jazz. I don't like jazz, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, I mean, the people in the jazz world love him. And so I said, well, you might not love jazz, but jazz must love you.
Well, I've always said jazz is a universal language. It has been. And, I mean, you've had an opportunity to travel around this globe, and so many people are just in love with you and love with your music. Can you speak as far as in today's music industry, because the industry has changed so dramatically over the last 20 years, how important or how imperative has it been as far as the love affair jazz has spread it globally, especially outside the United States, Europe, Switzerland, Japan, Germany? Can you speak to the listeners about that?
Absolutely. And that is a big part of what attracted me to this music. When I was old enough to understand it, it was like, wow, this people all over the world love this music. And it is accepted as art, you know, in all over the world. And I'm convinced that nowadays people are beginning to understand, I should say Christians are beginning to understand that that the music, improvised music, you know, jazz included, it's a great, a really important avenue by which God can speak to people, hearts. Like you say, speak to my heart, Lord. And I think when people hear that, they think, okay, well, what is God going to say? Like hearing it in English or hearing it in whatever language you speak. And I speak French and Spanish, by the way. That's, you know, one of the things that is passion to me. And the language of music is higher than any of that. And I believe that God is able to speak without using a verbal language, that God can speak to our hearts in such a way. When people hear the music, sometimes they don't give it credit, but they know that, man, I feel something. I feel like the Lord is moving me towards something or gravitating, pulling me to Him, closer to Himself. And the music is what does it, you know. Then maybe you hear the lyrics and then that edifies your mind. But long before your mind is edified, your heart is drawn to God through the music.
Absolutely. You know, I've always had the premise that a lot of things that I perceive as negative is controlled by fear. And I think we allow fear to control every essence of who we are as humans. And I think once we conceptualize too much of that or try to internalize fear, it leads us to a dark path. But when you have music, as you said, God's music, universally just love, it touches something in our soul that resonates and helps us to get closer to Him. And it resonates with us as a people. I'm not talking about a color genre, a pigmentation, just as people. And your music has been able to do that. What has it meant to you over the years to know that you have so many listeners who truly love you and love your music to support you? Right now, the album is number two on the Billboard Jazz chart. What does that mean to you?
Wow, it really is. It's hard to put in words, but just to suffice to say that, you know, we do this, most of us do it for an audience of one. You know, God is really the one who we want to be pleased with what we're doing and to enjoy it. And yet, man, we're all human and we all want to share what we do. We put all this hard work into it. And so when people receive you and accept you on any level, it's such a blessing. And again, I mean, that's a selfish point of view that, man, I want people to like this music and even to like me. But, you know, for people to connect with this music, it goes beyond the ego. It goes to purpose. You know, you feel like it's a manifestation of your purpose.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I remember listening to you before. It's been a while back, and you gave an interview, and you mentioned purpose. You said a person without purpose, what you put it in a way, say a person without purpose, what exactly are you trying to do? Because if you have no purpose in life, you're just existing. You're just existing without any purpose. And I find that when you have a purpose and you have a direction of what you want to do in life, and you go that kind of spiritual relationship with God, it helps manifest in anything and everything that you want to do in your life. Do you find by having your purpose and knowing what you're here to do, that has helped manifest your career over time?
Absolutely. And that's you said it best. You know, yet sometimes that purpose is always really revealed to us in parts, you know, it evolves. Our understanding of what our purpose is not complete at any point, but it's sure not complete at the beginning. You know, God gives us a little bit at a time, and it starts, you know, with any young musicians or, you know, dancers or artists who are listening. You know, it starts with, you know, what are you passionate about? What do you like to do? And what you could you see yourself doing the rest of your life? And you can, that's a big clue for what your purpose is. What has God wired you to do? And the rest is about you working really, really hard at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Family, remember the new album, Love Covers, is available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, also on Spotify. But for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always purchase the album on Amazon.com. And remember to catch all the comings and goings of Kirk Whalum. Be sure to stop by his official website at www.kirkwhalum.com. Also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Without further ado, let's get into one of the many beautifully, beautiful written tracks from Kirk Whalum's new album, of course, Love Covers with Speak to My Heart, featuring Donnie McKirkland, Angie, and Debbie Winans, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Just spirit, God, and that's your word of God.
Grammy Award winning, yes, Lord, Kirk Whalum, from his new album, Speak to My Hardcore Love Covers, available, family, as we speak, on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and also on Spotify. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, stop by Kirk's official website at www.kirkwhalum.com. Remember, we want our music shaken, but never stirred. Lord have mercy. Brother Whalum, it was truly, again, an honor and a privilege to finally have you on the show, man. It's been a long time coming, but like they say, great things come to those who wait, man. And hopefully very, very soon you will make your way back here to Texas. We would love to have you here in the studio. And Houston, I love vibing with you. I love what you do, and much continued success.
Thank you so very much, brother. And it was my honor, and I look forward to being there.
Absolutely. Stay strong. The legendary Mr. Kirk Whalum here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Remember, family, you need to go out and purchase this fantastic new album. Again, Love Covers. And while I got you here, comfy and cozy here in the zone, I'm feeling it. Yeah, definitely feeling it. Let's get into some more Kirk Whalum from his new album, Love Covers, with What Is This? Featuring Donnie McClurkin here in the zone of LOTL Radio.